Whitefielder. I'm 8 years old. This year I was diagnosed with stage 3 Burkitt's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Burkitt's lymphoma is the most aggressive spreading type of cancer known. It doubles in size under 24 hours. UK had only seen 5 cases of Burkitt's in their history. I was number 5. I remember waking up in ICU and seeing a cross on my shoulder. I didn't know it was bandages. They had tried to give me medicine but couldn't because of blood clots. I was in critical condition. My parents were told I would not survive. All I knew that was God was with me, and that felt good. People want to know if I was scared. I was scared a bit, but not too much. The second book of Timothy, chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind." My trust is in God, and my advice to you is to trust in God and pray for His will in your life. I am Whitefielder, cancer survivor.
Well, that'll make his mom and dad proud, just to be able to, what a testimony that is, but also to be able to get up and share that story. That's a blessing right there. Amen. You know what? We all got a story to tell to somebody that will reach somebody. Something about our life, I guarantee, can connect to somebody, and that's what I would encourage you to do, as God's people, to take this opportunity this week. If you have life, and you look back, and there's probably their mom and dad, and their hearts and their minds, as many times the devil's went to you and said, you're going to have to start planning some things that they didn't even want to think about. But you know what? God spared his life. God has him here for a reason. But I want you to know, God has you here for a reason. And you ought to find what that reason is. A lot of times people think it has to be something big. And I tell you what, we can make a big impact on life just living a consistent life and being what God wants us to be here upon this earth. God has a purpose for every single one of us tonight. And if you've not found that purpose, I want to encourage you to do that tonight. We're going to prepare for a song of invitation. You can't top that. Huh? Could you top that? If I preached an hour, couldn't top that. Amen? That's good stuff. So maybe you're here tonight, God spoke to your heart about something in your life. You need to be a better witness. You need to be a better servant. We want to encourage you to do that tonight. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for White. And God, we know that you're able to help us overcome. And Father, that's one thing that everybody has access to tonight that's worse than cancer. We can have victory over it, and that's sin, because Jesus has paid the price. And you said that we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And God, I am thankful that we are on the winning side. Regardless what comes our way, we know we will triumph in Christ because of the price that's paid on Calvary for our sins. And I pray if there's an individual here tonight that has not had the blood of Christ applied, if they've not repented and they've not believed, I pray tonight will be the night that they get saved. We thank you. Pray you bless this time of invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all stand to our feet. Andrew.